Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I don't know if you saw this last night, DZ, but the Golden Globes were on.
I'm not a big award show guy.
Nobody is, okay? Let's be real.
I'm not gonna lie.
But we just want to know if our show won, if our favorite celebrities
right.
won. But the Golden Globes lead up to the Oscars, you know, and everything else, because the Golden Globes are TV and movies, which a lot of people don't realize. The Oscars are just movies,
got
right?
you. It's the, levels to this.
The Emmys are just TV, but the Golden Globes cover the whole gamut. And a lot of times with the Golden Globes, you realize who's going to win best movie and all that. But listen, I just want to talk about the fact that Zendaya didn't show up to win her award for best actress in Euphoria, which is such a good show. Do you watch Euphoria?
That was a huge show. No, I didn't watch it, but it was a huge show.
And we're going to get more seasons. Right now, it's not on. I don't know how many seasons there have been. It's on HBO. So first, that's the first problem. You got to have HBO. So a lot of people don't have
that. One of those.
It's one of those. But Euphoria is such a good show. So she won for that. And everyone was like, where is she? Where is Zendaya? Well, she was working. She just couldn't be there.
Is she on another set right now working on a different
film? Of course.
Film?
Of course. She's
the
always
grind
working.
Don't stop.
Yeah, of course. She's always working. So, and she's been always winning awards. She got her first Emmy for lead actress in a drama series when she had already done that back in 2020. So she's already won best actress for this role in Euphoria. And I get why you don't have HBO, but if you ever have a friend, steal it and watch that show.
Let me borrow that.
It's
what's the login?
It's so good. It's so good. So yeah. And our very own Brew was at the Golden Globes, our afternoon guy.
I
saw him. Yeah, I
shout
saw
out
him.
To the Brew crew.
Brew. He was doing the bot that spins around. I saw him on Instagram.
That camera. Ooh, hey.
Uh-huh.
I've always wanted to get in one of those.
I know.
A little dope pose. Model.
We have to hit him up and be like, dude, we want to be on the bot. How come you get to be on the bot?
Bring that with you next time you come in, man.
Seriously,
come on.
Seriously, come on, Brew. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ, we're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. What's
All
going
right.
on?
Well, now next we're going to talk about a story that has gone viral that you and I both went, what? I can't believe this happened. Something happened to a couple who's been married for over 10 years, and everyone that hears this story, their jaw just drops to the ground. It's disgusting, but we can't stop talking about it. We'll tell you what next. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget Sam Smith tickets. We have those at 8:40. And then Haley in Milwaukee won a trip to see Adele in Vegas. She won the first trip on Monday. We're giving away a trip a day, DZ.
Big ups to Haley. Can't wait to do the next trip.
Yes.
All I want to know is, can we jump the gun and give away these Sam Smith tickets early?
No, we cannot. Sorry.
Dang it.
8:40 this morning.
I'll try.
And that'll be your chance. And then Adele, your chance to enter the keyword is at 9:30. Be like Haley in Milwaukee. You win it. And Haley just turned 21, we found out when we called her yesterday.
Can you imagine just turning 21 and winning the trip to Vegas?
This is it. Okay. Yes, snaps.
Big ups to you, girl.
Snaps.
Big ups to you for real. Snaps. Wow.
So we have to talk about this because you sent me this story, I don't know, a few days ago. And when you sent it to me, I was like, what? This is insane. There is a couple. The story went viral. Understandably so that this story went viral.
Right.
This couple who's been married for over 10 years. They've been together for 13 years. They have two kids together. Just found out they are biological siblings.
Brother and sister. Married.
Can you imagine?
With kids.
What the hell?
Now, kid.
13 years in.
Kids.
I mean, can you imagine that Aaron, you find out Aaron's your sister? Would you die?
Listen, let me tell you something
right
now.
Would you die?
I know for a fact my wife and I got no chance of being related.
Thank God. You're Colombian. She's not.
I'm Colombian.
You're black.
She's Irish.
Thank God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm dark skinned. She's fair skinned. Sammy's a beautiful baby.
Right. But if she wasn't, would you die?
I would be mortified, dog. You're married for years. You've known each other for arguably a vast part of your life.
Mm-mm.
Married, not just dating. Married, children.
Okay, so then this is what this. We can't get over this story.
I'd die. I don't think I would literally just die, dog.
It's crazy too, because when you see the couple, they look alike. That's what's so. They look like brother and sister.
You think they look alike?
I do.
I think they look totally alike.
I think they literally look like they could be
related
brother and sister twins.
Well, they're half siblings. They are related.
Look at their face. They look alike. Listen.
He looks shocked. He's like, I had no clue.
Can you blame the guy? I mean, no. I'd be shocked too. Listen, I want to know though. Let's say you and Aaron, there's a possibility you're siblings, right? You find out now, you already have the kid together, Sammy. This happens to you. Do you stay together is my question.
Man.
Do you stay together? You just found out your husband or your wife is your biological sibling and you've got two children. Do you stay together? Seriously.
Been together this long? I mean, arguably, my wife and I have been together, you know?
So what would you
do? A decade. Finding out we're related, even cousins.
No, but it's not cousins.
They're DZ, brother and sister. They're siblings.
The question is...
It's got to be siblings?
It's brother and sister.
Oh, man.
Would you stay with your wife?
Listen.
Yes or no?
I'm trying to deflect because this is the craziest question that nobody ever wants to answer right here, but you got to answer. Putting me on the spot.
Yeah. 414-533-1037. If this happened to you, you found out your spouse of 13 years that you have two children with is your sibling.
This is incest.
It is. It's 100% incest.
It's got a name. It's got a definition. And it's just crazy.
It's
I can't get that definition out of my head.
It's so gross. We're going to take calls and read your texts next. Kiss FM. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. And we are live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about this story that went viral about this couple who's been together for 13 years, have two children together, and just found out they're biological siblings.
Woo! They're at least half siblings.
Well, we know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter the extent. They're related. No. They're blood.
And as far as the background, we don't know. I tried to find more info. I don't know, how if one was adopted or they just lived apart and didn't know
who
their parents were.
Would you leave your life story out there like that?
What do you mean?
Would you want your life story after finding out that you are married and have kids with your
siblings?
I'd delete everything.
But the thing is, there's always more questions when you see this. You're like, was one... here's the thing. They could have been born via a sperm donor. Like, there's so many... One could have had a... Maybe the mom was with a guy who wasn't around and they didn't know they were siblings. Like, there's 1,000 different scenarios. I was just curious about the details. I don't know. We just know they were siblings and they found out. And by the way, you can text or call to 414-533-1037. Your wife texted in because you still didn't ever answer the question if you'd stay or go.
Because I feel like I'm going to offend somebody.
Why?
Because I'm going to say, hell no. Are you kidding me? That's the grossest. That's
incest.
It's incest.
Your wife texted in and said, I'm out that bitch. That's gross. So I don't know who you're going to offend. Your wife's out too, dude. Aaron said, if you guys are siblings,
you got
she's
kids.
Out.
I'm not trying to offend them. They've got children. They got a life. It's not just being out. What do you do with the kids?
I don't know. That's part of that's the discussion. That's the problem here. Let's go to the phones. Maria's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
So you find out you've got two kids, been together 13 years. You find out your brother and sister, which is what happened to this couple. Do you stay or do you go, Maria?
Oh, no. I go. I'm sorry. That's blood. That's blood. Okay, when we were doing each other, I didn't know you were my brother, but now I know. So there's no way.
We were doing
there's
each
no
other.
Way I'm laying back in bed with my brother.
Yeah, that's right. You have to lay back down.
Who are you going to go lay with now, though? You've just been sleeping with your brother for the last 10, 13 years of your life.
Somebody knew.
Everybody knows.
Somebody else.
I'm going to go vomit for the next 5 years. I'm going to be so grossed out that happened. Like, I don't even know how I'm going to look at my children. I mean, I love my child, but if I find out dad is my brother, I'm like, oh, man.
You mean your kidneys?
Yeah, I don't even know how you tell your kids that. Oosh.
Yeah, how do you tell your kids that dad is awful uncle? Like, no, I can't do it.
Right. He's a dunkle.
That's sangre. I can't do it.
Exactly. She said that's sangre. Wepa. Wow, all right. Baby, that's blood.
Maria's out. Thank you, Maria. You have a great day. Oh my gosh. Jennifer's in Franklin. Jennifer, you find out your man of 13 years who you have two kids with is your brother. Do you stay or do you go?
Look, you have to go. There is just no staying. I've been with my husband. We've almost been married 18 years. That morning, I would be moving out. I can't. If you could ever, there's no way you could ever, lay down with them again. There's just no, there's no way you can stay. There's just, no matter how bad you even wanted to, there's no way you can stay. Those poor children, that's all I'm thinking about. Mm-hmm. They need so much therapy.
Yeah.
But no, there's absolutely no way.
So what do you do then?
Therapy. Everybody needs therapy.
Might as well do family counseling.
Right. There's no way you can stay. No person could really be like, yeah, let's keep doing this.
Jennifer, texted in and said, nope, 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 nope. Start those kids in therapy and get divorced immediately. That's what somebody texted in.
That is the only
do you split the kids?
Answer.
Does one parent take one kid, one parent take the other kid?
No, it's like a divorce. They go back and forth. They go back and forth. Right. Nobody's losing their kids. I mean, it's just weird.
You just lost a whole lot. I feel like the kids is gone. Everybody's gone. The relationship's gone. You lost your wife and your sister all at once.
Nobody's dead.
You lost two relatives.
Wait, DZ, slow down. Nobody's dead. They're just not sleeping together anymore.
I'm going to be dead through this.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Jennifer, thanks for calling.
Yep, you bet. Have a good one.
Uh-huh. Me too.
Sonia is in Waukesha. Sonia, this story went viral. This couple's been together 13 years. They have two kids. They just found out their brother and sister. Do you stay or do you go?
I would say, going back to the answer and the details, the details is important. I would say...
Why?
Yes, at this... Because if you have details to know that you 100% didn't know, say, a sperm donor or something like that. An innocent factor.
You think they might have known? You think they're tricking the system or what?
No.
What if, does it make a difference?
Right. I would say yes, because they didn't have any information and they didn't know and they were sperm donors, whatever, and just happened to connect. But if they had any sort of information, then 100% sicko.
Yeah. Right.
So you're thinking no harm, no foul.
I actually appreciate Sonia's going the other way. She's saying if they didn't know, it's not their fault, they can stay together.
I couldn't get past that.
I couldn't either. Could you get past that, Sonia?
I feel like at that point, you've been sleeping with them for how long and
what's
had children.
Difference?
I mean, what's the difference at that point?
And you got to meet somebody new and tell them that story? Hell no. Nobody's interested in that. No, thank you.
Let's think about it like this. People used to aim to keep the bloodline, quote unquote, pure by marrying within the same family.
That's gross.
That way you don't lose
Who
money.
Are these people?
Part of the generational wealth that's out there is
Who are
from
these people?
Incest. We don't want to talk about it, but
I don't
I'm
even
saying.
Know. What are you talking about right now? Now you're going real out there, DZ.
I'm going conspiracy now. Oh, you never know what's in the world.
The basic question is, are you going to stay together or not, DZ?
No, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out.
Now he's out. We finally got an answer out of him. I like it. Sonia, thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye.
Last but not least, one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row and she got her own theme song, Ashley and Cudahy. What's going on? Ashley, if you find out your spouse is your sibling and you have two kids together and you've been married for 13 years, which is what happened to this couple that went viral, do you stay or do you go?
That is some Jerry Springer stuff going on. That is no.
I can't.
You go.
Even. Okay.
You go. That is disgusting.
That's all you know.
I am trying to keep my breakfast down right now. Oh my Lord. I mean, and I'm a history teacher, so I know what DZ was talking about.
You're getting in deep into the bloodlines and all that, right?
I could totally, like, I we're not in that. We're not in the dark ages and middle ages.
Thank you.
We are not doing that. We are not doing that.
Right. Incest is illegal.
We're past that.
We're done.
Not in every state.
No.
Not in every state. He's crazy. So Ashley says no, she's out. That's the consensus for the most part, with the exception of Sonia, who said we need more details, and then we'll discuss later.
We always need more
details.
All right,
well, thanks
Find
for calling.
Find it on Maury.
Jerry Springer, Maury, whatever it is. All right. You can keep texting. 414-533-1037.
103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, we have Sam Smith tickets at 8:40 this morning and your chance to win a trip to Vegas to see Adele at 9:30. Congrats to Haley in Milwaukee, who won that trip on Monday. Very happy for her. So, DZ, week yes. two on the show.
We here.
We're
I'm
here.
Back. Spent some time away. You know, started here in 2014. Mm-hmm. Now we back to it.
I love
Good
it.
Good morning.
You're back in the building. You're on the morning show with me. And this morning was the first morning that I walked into the studio. I said, good morning. And you were like, hey. And I was like, what's wrong? What happened last night? What's wrong with you? Are you hungover? Are you sick? What's going on over there?
Listen, I have a little something that's called the GERDs.
The GERDs? Ew, what does that mean? Don't gross me out. What does that mean?
I get No. It's not like a sibling thing. Nothing like that. I get acid reflux from time to time. As I've gotten older, I realize all of the foods aren't my favorite foods anymore. I love tomatoes. My body don't love tomatoes no more.
Ah.
Ate some tomatoes last night with dinner, and then unfortunately my stomach did not thank me for it.
Yikes.
Tossed and turned, a little acid reflux, if you will.
I've never had acid reflux. What does it feel like?
You were lucky. Oh, my God.
Never in my life. What does it feel like?
I don't wish it upon my worst enemy. It feels like burning fire coming out of your throat.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, like, what do you do about, is there a way to treat it or make it better?
Yeah, you could do different types of treatment. Go to the doctor.
Or do you just have to live
medication.
With it? Go get some medication, my friend. I don't want you to suffer.
I'm not trying to do all that. I usually just drink a little milk and it makes me feel better. And then I can get back to sleep.
Milk helps, huh?
But last night was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, just something to coat the throat to just calm that burning sensation.
How often does that happen when you get acid reflux? Like, is it all the time or just when you eat certain foods?
Now I'm realizing, because before I was just like, well, it's my life. Now I'm realizing there's certain foods. One of those foods that I pinpointed is tomatoes, which pains my soul because I love them. Tomate, I love tomatoes.
Yeah.
We have tomatoes on everything. Colombians use tomatoes in everything.
You're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble. What? You're just not going to eat tomatoes? What
How?
Are you going to do?
There's no tomato substitute.
Yeah.
Ketchup? I love it. Pasta sauce, I love it. Even things that aren't Latino. Italian, tomato.
Yeah.
Come on.
We
tomato,
had a girl
tomato.
Who worked in the building who was allergic to eggs.
No.
Uh-huh. Yep, back in the day. Yep, Kristen. She was allergic to eggs, and that was one of those things you don't realize is in everything. Cake, bread, like everything.
Eggs.
So that's like tomatoes, same thing. You're saying you don't realize how much stuff.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I can't stop it. I don't want to stop it, but my body's telling me to at least slow it down.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, I'm sorry you don't feel so hot.
It's okay. I'm going to keep drinking coffee and eat tomatoes.
And act like nothing's happening. Aw. Well, you can always text in your remedies for acid reflux. 414-533-1037. DZ can see and read them all.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so the Golden Globes were on last night, and I get it. You don't want to sit through the whole award show, neither do we. So that's why we're here, to do the Hollywood Dirt and fill you in on everything. We're going to talk about who some of the big winners were in the categories we actually care about, like best TV series and the actors and actresses we care about. And there was also a very famous actor who kept getting hit on when women went up to the mic. Hold on for that. We've got audio for that. But first, DZ, let's talk about some of the winners from last night.
Okay.
I'm going to start with best motion picture, best movie. You ready for what won best movie at the Golden Globes last night?
What won best movie?
The Fablemans. I know, that's what I said. But I keep hearing it's good. It's a movie Steven Spielberg did based on his life. It's a literal, like, loosely based on his life. And he's had a movie that Steven Spielberg did about his life, I would go see.
I'd see that.
Right.
I hadn't heard of it, though.
No, a lot of people haven't. It was up against Elvis, which was phenomenal.
Didn't think it was bad.
Elvis was good.
I saw that. It was pretty decent.
He was a warrior, too. I didn't know what a warrior he was fighting for, you know, human rights and racism. And I was like, go Elvis. Woo! Avatar was up for best movie. Top Gun Maverick was up for best movie. Tar, I don't know if I'm saying that right, because it's got an apostrophe over the A. It's got that. Those were the movies that were up, but The Fablemans won because Steven Spielberg, and then he won best director for that movie as
Naturally,
right? And then, I don't know if you saw this, Angela Bassett won best supporting actress for Wakanda Forever.
Yep. I did see that.
Yep.
Yes,
she won there. Who else won? Best TV series. Let's talk about that for a second. The people that were up for best TV series. Oh, this is drama, because at the Golden Globes, there's two categories. There's drama and then comedy. In the drama category, you had The Crown, Ozark, so good, both of those shows.
Facts.
Better Call Saul, Severance, and House of the Dragon.
Ooh.
The winner, House of the Dragon. Do you watch that show?
I do. Okay. I do watch House of the Dragon.
What's that on? Or do you steal
it? It's HBO.
It is HBO. Okay.
I don't steal nothing.
You're right. You were like, I steal some of my streaming. I don't know what these are on.
Allegations only.
Allegations.
Allegations. Because
I'll throw allegations up. Hey, winner for Zendaya won. She was a big winner for Euphoria, which I am obsessed with that show. She won best actress in a drama.
Too busy to show up, though.
Too busy. She's working on a set, so she wasn't even at the show.
It's beneath her.
I feel like a lot of people are obsessed with Yellowstone these days. Kevin Costner won for best actor in a drama.
Stop it.
Yeah.
What's Kevin Costner still doing out here?
He's literally in Yellowstone, which is a big show.
Listen.
You don't like him?
No, nothing against that man. He just might owe me some money.
What do you mean, give me the juice right now?
I may or may not have worked for Kevin Costner before.
When?
Sometime in a past life.
Was it when you lived in Sheboygan?
A different DZ, you know?
You're not going to tell the story, dang it! All right, fine. And then we have Quinta Brunson won for Abbott Elementary. She won Best Actress in a television series. That's for musical or comedy. And I wanted to bring that up because she was one of the women hitting on Brad Pitt last night.
Of course she was. She's hilarious. And the show's pretty decent, too. I ain't gonna cap.
It started Regina King, who didn't win, but was just up announcing for everyone. She went up there, and Brad Pitt was in the front row. And it was so cute because it became the theme of the night that some of these women who were up on stage were going to hit on Brad Pitt. So here's Regina King walking up to the stage and hitting on Brad Pitt, everybody.
I think they got my name wrong. Yeah, it's Mrs. Pitt. Brad is right here, so I'm so sorry, honey. No, really, that was really disrespectful. He's angry. Look at him.
I love Regina King.
Look at him. She doesn't miss, man. She's good.
She really doesn't.
She
was on point. So Regina King was the first one to hit on Brad Pitt. And then Quinta Brunson went up for Abbott Elementary when she won. And she also hit on Brad Pitt. Listen to this.
Comedy gives us all the same laugh. Hey, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, pull it together.
Was
she mid-acceptance speech talking about some,
hey Brad Pitt.
Dog, get out of here with that. Hey, I mean, I'll give him his due. He's a silver fox. Good looking cat.
Yeah.
How old is he? 100-something at this rate?
Yes, but I would still hit that, okay?
It's Brad Pitt. He's the next George Clooney. I'll give you that. But
ladies,
my eyes are up here, okay? My eyes are up here, except your award. Pull it together. Like Quinta said, pull it together.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ. Week 2 on the show. You ready for Am I the Jerk again?
I'm ready. I'm getting used to these Am I the Jerks. I'm loving them.
They're fun, aren't
they? They're good, yeah.
This one, you can always email them to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs on Facebook or Instagram. We get them there too. This one is from one of our regulars. And yeah, I said it and I'm calling her out. Sam in West Bend. And you know why? Because she posted this Am I the Jerk in the secret Facebook group that our regulars have that I got in.
The super secret Facebook group that you've infiltrated.
I infiltrated it, thank you. And she had posted this asking them. I said, Sam, how are you not going to submit this to the show? The Am I the Jerk? It's a good thing I can copy and paste.
Screenshot. Thank you.
Screenshot. Here we go. So Sam wants to know if she's the jerk for telling the new guy in their apartment complex to stop parking in her space. But hold on. Listen to this story. She said, I live in an apartment building that has 8 units. We've lived here for 3 to 4 years and know most of the long-term tenants in the building and have relatively no issues. For the last 2 years, I pretty much consistently parked in the stall closest to the front door. I started parking in this spot while I was heavily pregnant and then continued after having my daughter. It's so much more convenient being so close to the door while trying to haul my work bags, diaper bag, and a toddler out to the car in the morning. I feel that. Then she said, not to mention, I don't have a remote start, so I run out there and start in the morning and warm it up. My daughter stays inside, so I need to be quick. Seems to be a mutual respect thing by most of the neighbors who continue to let me use this spot, since no one else in the building has children or any kind of limiting ability. So a new tenant moved in last month. Here's where it all goes downhill. Mm. A new tenant moved in last month, and he parked in the spot last Wednesday and hasn't moved since. She said, my husband wants to kindly ask him to park elsewhere if he isn't going to move for several days. Are we the jerk if we ask the guy to move out of the undesignated parking spot that she has claimed as her own?
Ooh, that's tough, because they're not paying for the spot.
No.
They're not numbered. It's not like apartment number in an 8-unit complex. Apartment number 8 gets this spot. Apartment number 7, this spot. Right.
It's people a free-for-all. Done it to be nice for her. But this guy doesn't know her. They don't know him.
He's new to the block.
414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls. He is new to the block. He doesn't know. Do they ask him? Are they the jerk? Are they the jerk if they ask him to move his car?
This I'm torn on this one. See? Dang. See, I don't have an answer yet.
I know.
Oh, no, I'm not ready to answer.
You could say not a jerk because she's deserving of it, but then people, because she's the only one with small children.
We don't know that.
Well, we know that this guy might. We don't know anything about the new guy. That's the question. 414-533-1037. Is Sam the jerk if her husband asks the guy to move his car to her undesignated spot so she can park there? We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, second week on the show, but not first time at Kiss FM. You worked here for many a year, since 2014, off and on. So I'm glad you're back on the morning show.
Week 2 of the return.
Woo! It's going pretty good. Am I the Jerk today is from Sam. She wants to know if she's the jerk if her husband asks the new guy in their apartment complex to politely move elsewhere because she's kind of been parking in the closest spot since she had their baby a couple years ago, and she continues to park there. And since she's the only one with little kids, nobody else has a handicapped or a limited ability, it's just been understood. Sam parks in that spot. The new guy in the apartment complex is now parking in her spot. And he doesn't ever move the car, so they want to ask him to move. Is her husband the jerk if they ask the guy to move? It's a tough one. Or is it?
It's not that tough
for
me.
Or is it?
I gotta be honest.
All right.
I figured it out. I got my answer.
You do? A jerk or no jerk?
I do. I've thought about it. It was tough for about a half a second.
Yeah.
But we don't know if they're the only ones with kids. And we don't know if anybody else is actually like, nah, good. I'm glad that she ain't the first and only one getting that spot right now.
She's saying they know their neighbors are the only ones with little kids. Listen,
how well do you really know your neighbors?
You fair. They got secret kids.
They got
the
secret
house,
kids,
right?
Or they're secretly related. They're
siblings.
Oh, my
goodness. Welcome to the show this morning, Nicole in Wauwatosa.
Throw up the center.
Yeah, good morning, DZ and Allie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. What do you think? Is Sam a jerk if her husband asks them to move the car from her undesignated spot at the apartment complex?
She called
okay,
dibs.
So kind of like DZ was saying, like, oh, I wasn't really sure. I wasn't. I don't think she's a jerk, her and her husband, for asking. However, if he says no, like, they have to just be okay with that. They can't expect it.
Ah.
You know.
There's a twist to it.
But asking, no, that's not a jerk move. I mean, if this guy isn't even moving his car, like, hey, you know, go introduce yourself. Be like, hey, this is our situation. Is it cool? You know, especially in the winter when it's cold. And, you know, hopefully the guy will, like, be understanding, be like, oh, sure. Mm-hmm. But if he's not, they can't be upset with him.
Right. And then he's got to go. Okay. So Nicole in Tosa says not a jerk. Thank you for calling, Nicole.
No. We'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Next up, you ready for this firecracker, DZ? You met her once last week. Mila in Milwaukee.
Oh, snap is Mila.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning.
Is Sam a jerk if they ask the new guy in the apartment complex to move out of their undesignated parking space, Mila?
Big old jerk.
Why?
Big old jerk.
Okay, go on, Mila. Go on.
Because you have kids don't mean you get the space that's closest to the door. Quit babying your kids. We had to walk through snow and everything.
Uphill so both ways.
It's not fair if you're hogging a spot that's not, nobody has assigned spots. And I guess the jerk, the mess they match, because now you got a jerk that's in the spot, knows nobody has assigned spots, and see you always parking in. That's probably why they did it and hasn't moved the car.
Oh, you think the guy's intentionally doing it so she can't park there?
He's trying to claim the spot as his now.
The door. People are tired.
Savage.
You know, if it's first come, first serve, let somebody else park there. So what, you got kids? Put on a condo.
Mila, I love it.
I love it so much.
That's 7. I have an 11-year-old and my oldest is 29. I walk with 2 canes. I don't even have a handicap placard.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, Mila, so savage
is,
for
this
real.
This is coming from somebody that has 2 bad hips. I haven't been able to squat.
Mila threw out the bad hips. Like, how are you going to fight that?
Exactly. So, yeah, she a jerk. I bet she done let her match. Ha ha.
Mila, thanks for calling in. You're such a ball of fire. Have a great day. All right. Well, that makes it split down the middle then, DZ. We had one not a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole and Tosa said not a jerk. Mila says jerk. One more call. Michelle in Hartford. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Happy Wing Wednesday.
Oh!
Is Wing Wednesday?
I love wings. Damn.
Where are we getting wings from today? Come on, Michelle.
I don't know.
I don't know,
but I'm game. I am game to eat. Whatever you want, I'm down.
Hold on, though. I don't want to interrupt Am I the Jerk, but this is an important thing I need to bring up. DZ doesn't know this. Yeah. I know Michelle in Hartford. You know why?
Why?
She's the one who invited me to the party last weekend where they gave me the Malort.
The Malort. Oh, see, I'm not eating wings with you. It might be Malort wings. Nope.
No. That stuff was...
disgusting. It tastes like dirt. If you missed it, I went to this party Michelle had invited me to. It was a great time, but they gave me Malort for the first time, and I wanted to immediately never drink it again. I'll just leave it at that.
It's regretful.
And we won't. No. We will never again. Michelle in Hartford, is Sam a jerk because she wants to ask the new guy in the apartment complex to move out of her undesignated spot?
I'm going to say no. And the reason why I'm going to say no is, yes, she has a baby, but when her husband goes there, have her bake some cookies, one or two different kinds. Chocolate chip cookies are always good.
Go over with
the plate, introduce yourself. Don't ask on the first time you see the guy.
I'll massage it in.
Get to know him a little bit.
Finesse.
And be like, hey, did you know that we had a little baby? And my goodness, it's so hard for my wife to get in and out. Hey, buddy, would you mind... you know, if you park in the other spot so she can just get in and out just for the winter to help us out a little bit, meet the guy first. Get to know him a little bit.
That's actually a fair statement.
That's valid.
That is valid, Michelle. Thank you for calling in today. We appreciate it. She had a great point, DZ.
Yeah, that's kind of the perfect tiebreaker. She brought reason and maturity.
Yes.
Bring some food.
Yes.
Everybody loves food.
Right. Like, don't just try to jump in his pants right away. Be nice.
Stay out of my spot.
Right. Take him some cookies, tell him he's pretty, and then get into it.
Then tell him, stay out of my spot.
There you go. Two said not a jerk, so that's the winner. Sam Smith tickets at 8:40 this morning, and your chance to win a trip to see Adele in Vegas at 9:30. Congrats to Haley in Milwaukee. She won on Monday. She won a whole trip. Just turned 21. She's a teacher, and she is going to see... Adele in Vegas.
For her first residency and bringing her mother, because that's who showed her Adele's music. Oh,
I love that story when we called her. I was so happy for her. So your chance at 9:30 to win that trip to see Adele. DZ, second week on the show. Good morning.
You too. Buenos dias. Yes, good morning. How we doing?
Good. And you have a long history here. It's not like you're brand new to the radio station. You're brand new to a lot of our listeners.
That's right.
Who didn't know you in the past. But you used to do overnights here. You were an intern back in
the day. You were on our street team. You did it all. And I just want to say there's something in the air with former KISS employees this week. I really want to throw this out there. I've had two of our former interns put me up as a reference. And I've had two calls this week for references. When intern Winona Ryder, some people will remember her.
I remember, you remember her? Winona Ryder.
She put me as a reference. She texted me yesterday, got the job.
Hey, big Woo! Ups.
And then, do you remember intern Telenova, which everybody laughed because it was supposed to be Telenueva, but I said Telenova on the air. Gigi, you might not have met her. I don't know
if the name sounds familiar, but
Gigi,
I can't picture the face.
She was shy, big Camila Cabello fan. Her world was, she was so happy when she got to meet Camila Cabello when she came and did a show for us. Gigi put me down for reference. She texted me. She got a job as well at a place she had applied for in Chicago. I was like, our KISS fam is on fire this week.
Glowing
You're
references.
Back.
Got him the job.
I feel like the energy is good. All the former employees are killing it out there.
I love it.
I just love hearing from some of these former interns. But DZ, you're back, and we've been doing two truths and a lie so we can learn more about you this week.
Yeah, a little icebreaker game, if you will.
And the listeners, too, need to learn more about you. So let's go. You got three for me again today. I love playing this game with you.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know. Okay, let's just do this. Two truths and a lie, DZ. Go
All right,
for it.
Two truths and a lie. One, my favorite food is empanadas.
Okay.
Two, I'm legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I worked for Kevin Costner personally.
What's the lie? Okay, so is this a trick where...
I may or may not be using tricks. I don't know.
Okay, first of all, if you're legally blind, if that's true, I had no idea and I have questions. Second of all, I thought you said you worked for Kevin Costner when we talked about how Yellowstone won at the Golden Globes last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that's true, but then what would be the lie? I'm going to say the...
Is my favorite food not empanadas?
No, I'm actually going to say that's true. I don't know why.
Just
going to go with the legally blind as a lie because I feel like I should know that about you. What is the lie?
Are you locked in on that answer? Allie Faith,
no.
Are you locked in?
No.
Well, then I'm not answering until you locked.
DZ, I'm locked. I'm going to say... You being colorblind is the lie.
Oh, no, I'm not colorblind. I'm legally blind.
Oh, legally blind. What did I say? Oh, colorblind. You still lie. No.
Okay, so that's the lie.
Legally blind. Oh, I was wrong.
I am legally blind. My eyesight is like -275. I can't see you.
Can you see me at all?
No.
Okay, what if you put your glasses back on? Can you see me?
I can see you now.
Take your glasses off. How many fingers am I holding up?
Oh, well, I can see shapes.
I'm holding up my middle finger.
One finger, and it's not the nice one.
Okay, wait. So this is something new I learned about you. You're legally blind without your glasses.
I need to wear corrective lenses
or contacts
or
whatever.
I could get arrested behind the vehicle.
Wow. Okay.
I'm bad. I'm legally blind. I'm considered legally blind.
So then what is... Okay, go on. Is empanadas your favorite food?
Empanadas are my favorite food.
Love it.
The empanada tattoo.
I didn't know you had an empanada tattoo. Look
Another
at you.
Fun fact.
Uh-huh. You got a KISS FM tattoo, an empanada tattoo.
Oh, I've got a few good tattoos that we're going to get into at some point. But the lie is that I did not work for Kevin Costner personally.
I thought you said you did. What's the story?
Technically, Kevin Costner had a hand in one of my former employments. So I was the on-field MC for the failed Lake County Fielders minor league professional baseball team.
Where was that team at?
Out of Lake County, Illinois. They used to play... At Carthage College, and then they were having a stadium built in Zion, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kevin Costner, Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come.
That was his team?
He was a part owner in that team.
When was this?
They didn't come at all. Nobody came. He showed up once and didn't pay nobody.
What? So wait, Kevin, what year was this?
Oh, this was, I was a youngin'. Let me tell you.
Because now with Yellowstone, now he should try again. Now that he's relevant again with that show.
If it didn't happen then.
Because there were years where Kevin Costner kind of fell off and nobody cared. I think Yellowstone brought him back for sure. So you worked for that team and then it didn't do well, but he owned that team?
It was in like 2009, 2010.
Sure.
In those years, because it was wrapping up towards the end of my high school career, if you will.
You were in Gurnee.
A little job, right?
That's where you grew up.
I've always liked microphones, and they had a little job fair that presented the opportunity to join their street team, if you will, and that turned into an a mic position as far as being the on-field MC. I got to direct the games, get the crowd hyped. It was a fun job for a 17-year-old. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. 2010. For sure.
But I definitely thought that it was going to go a lot better than it actually did.
So you didn't personally?
Not personally. Never met the man.
For Kevin Costner.
Not personally.
You tricked me with that one.
That was a good one.
And somebody texted in, I want to see the empanada tattoo. You should put it on Facebook.
Is it? At Soy Me DZ.
Is that Instagram though? Facebook, it's DZ.
Just
Facebook,
DZ.
Your DZ.
I'll put one on Facebook. I got
you. Okay. And then on Instagram, Soy Me.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
DZ, it's your second week on the show. You worked at KISS for many a years, but I'm still learning some things about you. Things I didn't know or things I've missed in the past couple years since I've seen you. Do you like hot Cheetos?
I love hot Cheetos.
Really?
I grew up on hot Cheetos.
Ah, that's your thing.
I'm
not a hot Cheetos person, but I don't like...
I'm not a spicy gal. I've morphed more to the Takis now in my later years as I've had different flavor profiles.
Sure.
But hot Cheetos are the OG for me.
Oh, do you think that... What's more popular now? You think the Takis are more popular than hot Cheetos?
Yes. All of these youngins are doing Takis now.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought this was interesting. Yesterday we found out that an icon doesn't know what hot Cheetos are. Because, ready for this, Janet Jackson was doing an interview and they asked her if she eats hot Cheetos. And this is what happened, everybody. Listen to this.
Does Janet Jackson eat hot Cheetos?
Hot Cheetos?
No.
Okay, that means no.
I don't even know what hot Cheetos
is like the thing.
You really don't know what hot Cheetos are?
No. They're like Cheetos, but they have hot sauce on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should try some. Next time we'll bring you some.
Yes. You're in Atlanta. You got to get some before you leave.
I bet you that's good. That's
it is.
They're amazing.
It's like popcorn with hot sauce.
There you go.
Popcorn with hot sauce. Janet Jackson doesn't know what hot Cheetos are. Even I don't eat them, but I know what hot Cheetos are. How isolated do you have to be on the planet?
Look at my face. I'm calling Cap.
You don't think she's... Why would she lie about that, though?
So when I saw this yesterday, I was like, wow. I've never felt poorer in my life because I love hot Cheetos. I grew up on hot Cheetos. Everybody knows what
Cheetos
are.
Everybody knows what they are.
But then when she said, oh, Cheetos, I know Cheetos. If you know Cheetos, you know hot Cheetos. You don't only know half of Chester. Cheeto is a hometown hero over here.
Do you think she ever goes grocery shopping, Janet Jackson? No. And remember, you're dealing with a very strange family.
No, that's true.
They are not normal. The Jacksons are the epitome of never lived a normal day in her life from birth. She was a child star. She has never lived a normal day of life.
Even
ever.
More reason to know what hot Cheetos are. Probably would have saved them.
It also shows you how isolated she is from the world. But
true.
I would think you can't see a commercial.
Nothing. Nobody around you has ever been snacking on some hot Cheetos.
Look,
that's Cap.
Maybe
that's Cap.
It seems you're right. You would think somebody around her, yeah.
She knows hot sauce and popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to know what hot Cheetos are.
You would think. Janet Jackson, no clue what hot Cheetos are. And by the way, Janet Jackson's coming to town. I'm so excited about this. She's going to be at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on May 28th.
With Luda.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Luda.
Yes.
I bet you he knows what hot Cheetos are.
He's gonna educate her on that for sure.
You know what? I'm bringing Janet some hot Cheetos when they're here in May.
Done. We're doing that in May. We're doing it. Don't forget tickets to see Sam Smith coming up at 8:40. So very shortly. Don't go anywhere.
Like right now.
Like 15 minutes or so.
Don't risk it and miss it.
That's right. If you have to get out of the car, you download the Audacy app, AUDACY, because you can listen live right there on your phone. You won't miss anything. You can still try to win. And we're giving away a trip to see Adele in Vegas at 9:30. What's up now? All right, DZ. It is Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Week 2 on the morning show. DZ's back in the building after working here many years. He agreed to come back and do mornings. And you have a wife, Erin.
I do.
Yep.
Shout out to my wife.
Uh-huh. Shout out to her. She's a teacher, right?
That's right.
You got a baby.
Got a youngin.
Sammy.
Samuel J. Mm-hmm. Baby Sammy. Young samurai.
But I wanted to talk to you, since everybody's getting to know you this week, about something that went down in your house. You said your wife has a... I'm calling you out.
You gonna call me out?
I'm calling you out right now.
Oh, no.
You said your wife has a pet peeve with you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. What's going on?
Okay, so yesterday we got to talking about coworker pet peeves.
Yes.
And then Ryan from Calabama was like, yeah, man, I mean, my coworker and kind of like my wife, you know what I'm saying? Woo, woo. And I was like, damn, them wife pet peeves. So we got to talking about some relationship pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
I do something that drives my wife crazy. Now, she loves me.
She
will always love me. But anytime this happens, which is more frequently than not, she just looks at me like, are you serious? And I know I can't be the only one out here. This might be for the fellas only, but every time we need to be leaving the house for an event that we were already probably late for, I got to use the bathroom.
Oh, jeez.
And it ain't number one.
Always, always. And it wouldn't even matter if it was one or two. I'd be annoyed. I do that with my kids. The same thing.
I got to go to the bathroom.
You should have gone already. We knew we were leaving.
But I didn't have to.
You didn't. Oh, now you have to.
Now that we're leaving, now that I've been moving, now that we're in the pressures of having to exit the home, now my bowels start moving. It's not my fault that I can't go number two until we walking out the door.
Okay, enough of the number two. We get it. You're grossing me out, dude. I'm not a poop talker on this show.
You busting me out.
So wait, so every time, people eating their bagels right now, every time. So basically your wife is annoyed because and I feel her on this. Every time you got to leave the house for something, you have to go to the bathroom.
9 out of 10, she's like, all right, it's time to leave. I'm like, hold on, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll see you in the car.
This has got to be other couples. And there's so many things like that because, like I had said, the dishes in the sink drive me crazy with coworkers. And that's what led to the spouse talk where you said, drives my wife crazy. Why do I always have to go to the bathroom? Why?
It's not like I plan it as such. It might be nerves. I don't think that I'm a nervous individual, but it could be.
All right. Let's talk pet peeves with significant others. 414-533-1037. Because I guarantee there is random stuff like this that have people triggered right now, as far as what does your spouse do that drives you nuts?
My wife does nothing that drives me nuts. She is perfect.
Okay, you're just trying to get some tonight. Okay. I know how men work.
No, you're making it hot.
You need to go to the bathroom sooner. That's the solution. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. We're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Those Sam Smith tickets, less than 10 minutes away, so don't go anywhere. Ooh. All right. DZ, unbelievable. You are married. You've been with your wife for years. Since
over
what?
A
high
decade.
School.
We've known each other since middle school. Got together at the end of my high school career.
Mm-hmm. You're 29.
29. So we've been together for 11 years.
Hot minute. And you were just talking about what drives her nuts.
About me.
Tell everyone what you do.
When we need to leave the house, usually for any event that we're going to together as a family.
Yeah.
As we're getting ready to go, I go, oop. I got to go to the bathroom.
Every time. I'd be annoyed, too. I'm with Aaron on this one. I'm with your wife, for real. Claire is in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Meet DZ. Say hello.
Welcome.
Hey, Claire. How you doing? Good morning.
Do you have something that drives you nuts about your spouse, or did you want to comment on him always having to go to the bathroom when his wife is ready to go out the door?
Well, there's two things. One, that's the thing that really drives me nuts. Is, dude, if you change a toilet paper roll, put it back in the dispenser. Don't just sit it on top.
Oh, that's triggering a lot of people.
That's true. No, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, fair.
That part makes me really mad. And then two, yes, the whole, I need to go to the bathroom. But even though you've been sitting here for 5 minutes, you know we have to go. My husband does the same thing.
Yeah, what
now
is with
he's
that?
Now teaching my 3.5-year-old the same thing.
The worst. So now they're passing it. That's going to be generational. See, Claire, what the problem is? And DZ's probably going to do the same thing with his son, Sammy, when he's actually going to the bathroom because he's only 18 months. He's going to do the same thing. Unbelievable.
His teacher comments. He goes, so it's time for to go outside and play. And his teacher's like, we know a routine that he needs to go to the bathroom before he goes out. I'm like, yeah, he gets that from his dad.
It's going to be the same problem with DZ and his wife and their kid. Thank you for calling, Claire.
Claire's funny. Thank you.
Ah, DZ, look at that. You're triggering everybody out there with your nonsense today.
I knew it wasn't just me. Fellas represent.
Unbelievable. Amanda in Racine's on the phone, and I know she's married. Amanda, you called in 5 days in a row. You got your own theme song. You're a regular on this show. Welcome back. What drives you crazy about your husband?
Well, I actually have a lot of annoying habits.
Pick one.
There's so many. Well, I love my heat. Like, if I could have the house at 80 degrees, I would.
Temperature.
But yesterday, I took a really hot shower because I love hot showers. It got so hot that the smoke alarm went off. So my husband was very annoyed with me.
Is that possible?
Yeah, oh, it used to happen to
us. I guess so.
Mm-hmm. How hot does it have to be? That's impressive.
Women scolding hot. That's the temperature setting. Only y'all bear it.
Well, Amanda, you hit on a great point. Thanks for calling. Temperature's got to be a big thing with couples. See, this is why I love being single. Make fun of me all you want. I don't have to tell anybody what we're going to watch. I don't have to ask anybody. I don't have to worry about the temperature.
You
got to
figure out where you're going to get food from.
I run the house, man. It's fantastic. I mean, you're getting some and I'm not. That's the difference. But I think, depending on the couple. But, you know, next up, we're going to go to Amy in Milwaukee. Good morning, Amy.
Hi.
Well, say hello to DZ. It's his second week on the show. Hey. He's back.
Hey,
DZ. Hey, Amy. Good. It's going good. We sitting here discussing these relationship pet peeves. You got one for us?
Yes. So it just happens every night, and it's like the time our son goes to bed, and it's time for us to just relax and, you know, watch something or whatever. So, you know, I'm pregnant, so he puts his pillow down on his lap, and I, like, lay down, and 5 minutes later, sparks. Real loud, real stinky, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
I would be so mad.
Girl.
Here's the other thing. Aren't you turned off by that? This is what I get so turned off. I wouldn't want to sleep with you after that.
Nah, you married.
Get the hell out.
Past that.
I've been married.
Past that, still past gas.
It doesn't matter. They're not doing it anyway.
Listen, everybody's different. I don't know. But listen, could you imagine getting dust oven while pregnant? Oh, man, my wife would have kicked me out the house. Nope. Yep. Nope.
Kick right to the, you know what, the cojones for sure on that one.
And then to the couch.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Amy in Milwaukee, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Last but not least, I've got her on the phone. I know this one, DZ. This is my personal trainer from the Southwest YMCA.
Oh, personal.
Jamie, good morning.
Hello.
And normally when I work out with her, I'm complaining, but I'm sure she's got something to say about her hubby. Girl, first of all,
how much time do I got?
We can go off.
Not enough.
Jamie, first, welcome DZ. You haven't met him yet.
I know. Hello.
Hey, Jamie, how you doing? Are you out here getting your swole on? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get like you.
Makes
Good
me
morning.
Do those squats. She's a killer, dude. Let me tell you.
Well, I would like to say I liked you all up until this point.
Oh, no! she dislikes you now.
I lost one.
All right, Jamie, what's your pet peeve with the hubby?
Well, first of all, to his, it is a guy thing. You want to know why? Because what were women doing during that whole time while you guys were sitting? Getting everything packed, getting ourselves going, getting the kids ready. So, yeah. You guys getting up, your bodies are finally moving. Of course, now you finally have to go.
Boom. She knows. Yeah. Jamie doesn't play. She's right.
However, to all those women, yes, that's my top tier pet peeve. But my number one, is there sometimes I watch my stupid shows, my Kardashians, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But we want to be in the room with each other. So I don't mind you sitting on your phone, TikToking. But why? Do you have to have it at full volume? Oh. Put some headphones on. Right here. So, I tried to watch my stupid show. I have to rewatch it. When you asked me 2 days later, didn't you watch this? Yeah, I got to rewatch it.
Oh, because he's playing his phone too loud in the same room.
Rewatch it so she can actually hear it. Yeah, no, that's a real one, too. That's a real one.
Yeah, everybody's always on their phones ruining everything. I feel you on that for sure. Oh, Jamie, thank you for making us laugh this morning.
You bet.
See you at the gym, girl. We'll talk to you later.
You have a good one. Bye.
You too. Ah, oh, so funny. That's a good one.
Said, can you turn it down, please?
Serious.
I've heard that once or twice.
I want you to be in the room. I just want you to be quiet. I get that with my kids. My kids bring their tablets in. I'm like, I'm watching something. Get out. Like,
I want you close. I just don't want you loud.
That's right. Just be quiet over there. All right, so we got to give away these Sam Smith tickets. Coming to Chicago to the United Center, we're going to take caller number 30, DZ. Right now, somebody is going to get tickets to see Sam Smith in August.
Right.
Right now?
Right now we're going to do it. 414-533-1037. Caller number 30. And we've been playing Sam Smith all week. I love, you forget some of these Sam Smith songs, how much he has in his library. Here's I'm Not the Only One with A$AP Rocky. Oh, what a great song. Oof. Sam Smith. A$AP Rocky, which is Rihanna's baby daddy, by the way. A$AP Rocky, not Sam Smith. Sam Smith is not sleeping with Rihanna, people. I think we all know that.
I think we all know that. He got enough soul, too, though. Yeah. He can get away with it.
That's right. So Sam Smith is coming to the United Center on August 15th. Tickets go on sale Friday, January 13th, this Friday at 9 a.m. But we've got to get to our winner. Good morning, Aaron in Maguanago.
Good morning.
Guess what? You are caller number 30. Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Woo.
Got the 30 piece.
I'm excited.
And you got the same name as DZ's wife, Erin.
Woo, good name.
Good name indeed.
Well, Erin, you're hooked up. Two tickets. You're going to be at the United Center in August. We hope you enjoy the show. And Sam Smith has got a deep library. People forget how many songs he has, let me tell you.
And I mean, how many songs he can randomly sing, too. He could go
his voice
cover anything, and you're like, listen to that boy sing. Yep.
Absolutely.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hold on, Aaron. We're going to get your info, and then we will have them again same time tomorrow. And don't forget, DZ, we're giving away a trip to Vegas to see Adele.
Oh, that's right.
At 9:30 this morning. Congratulations to Haley in Milwaukee. You won a trip to see Adele in Las Vegas, and we're giving away a trip a day. Your chance again coming up at 9:30. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, welcome, my friend.
Week two.
Woo! If you have not heard the show, I wanted to read a text we got, DZ, because you can always text into the show at 414-533-1037. This is so nice. Somebody texted in this morning, Alicia in Milwaukee. Want to give a shout out to her and read her text real quick. She said, I've been listening to your show all morning with your new co-host, and I haven't been able to catch it in a while. It's Alicia from Milwaukee, by the way, but I think you two have such an amazing energy together. I think you found your perfect co-host. Keep rocking, you two.
Oh,
thanks, Alicia.
Appreciate that blessing, Alicia.
I'm glad you tuned back in. I don't know where you went for a while. Maybe you were bored, but I'm glad you're back for bringing the energy. You do have a different energy. I've known DZ for a long time. You started at the station in 2014 as a baby intern.
Baby intern over on the sports side. That's right. Just getting in where I could.
Uh-huh. And then you were on our street team, and everywhere you went, everybody loved you and still do to this day. And when, you know, we were looking for somebody to come in on the morning show, I thought you were just like the obvious choice because you've grown up in the ranks. You've done everything on the block. You've been doing radio and you're back now, and I'm happy you're here. So congrats. And it sounds like you're being received very well, which I appreciate. Our listeners are fantastic because I've worked with people who were not received very well, DZ. Trust me.
We'll say so good. So far, so good, man. Dude, I'm getting so...
I don't want to jinx it, but yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm over here overthinking it like, hey, so far, so good. Just don't hate me if I keep having to go to the bathroom and my wife's trying to leave the house, okay?
Right, exactly. We're going to learn things about you that are going to annoy people, but they learn... We're ourselves, though.
That's right.
We're transparent with the audience. Love it or hate it, this is who we are, you know?
You can hate me, you can love me. Guess what? I'm still me.
That's right. Even if I come in a mood in the morning, don't hate me, okay? TZ has... But welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.